p.m. We'll call this meeting to order. Will everybody please rise for the invocation and pledge of allegiance? Most gracious Heavenly Father, thank you for bringing us here this evening. Please be with our residents. Please be with our military. And please guide our meeting this evening. In your name we pray, amen.
Amen.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Please be seated. The City of Kirby is dedicated to delivering excellent municipal services to our community in a fiscally responsible manner. Will our City Secretary please...
Sorry.
Councilmember Pierce, he did notify us that he would not be attending. Councilmember Grant?
Yes.
Councilmember Lehman?
Here.
Councilmember Wilson, he also notified us that he would not be attending. Councilmember Akadaka?
Here.
Mayor Pro Tem Aldridge?
Here.
Mayor Pierce?
Here.
We have a quorum.
Item 5, citizens' participation. Citizens to be heard is for the City Council to receive information on issues that may be of concern to the public. Citizens to be heard is limited to 3 minutes. A purpose of the Open Meeting Act is to ensure that the public is always given notice of the items that will be discussed by the Council. Should a member of the public bring an item to the Council for which the subject was not posted on the agenda for the meeting, the Council may receive the information but cannot discuss or act upon it at the meeting. We have 3 individuals signed up this evening. Mr. Anthony Quigg. Quay Boy, would you, since you guys are on the agenda, would you like to wait to speak at the agenda item? Okay. All right. The second person we have is Miss Willie McClay regarding accessible platform needed at outbound bus stop at Charles Conrad Old Seguin Road and spraying for mosquitoes. Miss McClay, the floor is yours.
This podium is at such an angle, I don't know if you can see me. Can you see me?
I can see you. Yes, ma'am.
Well, the chairs are behind me here. Let me see if I can position. Good evening, council persons and municipal staff. My name is Willie Mae Clay, and I reside on Dick Gordon. I've been a resident there for the last 41 years. While I lived here in Kirby, for the most part, I've been trying to improve the accessibility issues, bringing the issues to bear and improving the conditions to allow persons with disabilities to participate fully. I want to first thank the council for working with the City of San Antonio Villa for replacing, putting back the bus stop at outbound at Charles Conrad and Old Seguin. This was done, I was notified that this was done in October of last year. Since then, I've been using that bus stop. But one thing I found that would be awfully helpful to enhance the bus stop is to put back the accessible platform that was there originally before the bus stop was removed. It's my understanding that that platform belongs to the City of Kirby. And if that's the case, then I'm bringing this to your attention to try to get you to put it back at the bus stop. So when persons board the bus, then it would enhance in some way the person boarding the bus and exiting the bus. So I'm asking you to do that. And lastly, I'm wondering, when are you going to spray for mosquitoes? Because they're really bad. oftentimes when I board the van to go anywhere before I could even get inside, the mosquitoes are beating me inside the van and beating me outside the van. So I don't want to compete with the mosquitoes, and so I want to ask, when are you going to spray for mosquitoes? Thank you for your time.
Thank you.
Thank you. All right, Mr. Sanders, regarding stop signs.
Evening, Your Honor, members of City Council. Driving around this city, I've noticed that much stop signs are obscured by tree branches and difficult to see. And if a person doesn't know they're there, they could very easily run them, and that could prove to be a disaster if somebody's coming from the other direction. I also noticed at nighttime, as high as they are on their post, headlights, low beams do not always illuminate the stop sign sufficiently to give warning that, hey, you got to stop here. If somebody could think about maybe lowering them a foot and a half, it'd make it a lot better, a lot easier to see, and produce less of a traffic hazard. Thank you.
Thank you. Item 6A, consideration of action on minutes of regular minutes of May 23rd. I will entertain a motion.
Mayor, I'd like to make a motion to accept the regular minutes of May 23rd of 2019.
Second.
We have a motion by Mayor Pro Tem Aldridge, seconded by Councilmember Lehman, to accept the meeting minutes of May 23rd. All in favor, please raise your right hand. Item 6B. I will entertain a motion for the minutes of the workshop and special minutes of June 6th.
Make a motion to accept the minutes of the workshop.
Second. Give it to Sylvia.
We have a motion by Councilmember Grant, seconded by Councilmember Apodaca, to accept the minutes of June 6th. All in favor? All right. Item 7A, present the Beautification Recycle Committee Yard of the Quarter. I believe we have Ms. Herbiter. Would you like to come on up here? And Forbes would like to come up here as well.
She's right down the street from me, so I see all of that. That's good.
Thank you both for attending, and congratulations. 52-22. All right, we will move to item 8A, discussion and possible action on ordinance number O-2019-858, an ordinance of the City of Kirby, Texas, adopting section 150.90 of chapter 150 of the Code of Ordinances of the City of Kirby, Texas, to establish construction permit and inspection fees and declaring an effective date. This is the first reading. I will turn this over to our city manager.
Okay. All right, Mayor and Council, you have a nice little packet like this up there. We'll go through that so I can give a little bit of history about why we're doing this. The third page. We currently contract our plan review and inspections out to Bureau Veritas. And they sent us a letter on May 31st informing us about a change in the contract that we have with them because of House Bill 852, which was passed by the state legislature. And additionally, our city attorney had already alerted us that this was coming. So this bill was signed by the governor on May 21st, and it became effective immediately. They did not give cities a grace period. And basically what it said is that a municipality cannot use the valuation of residential properties anymore to assess permitting fees. So we can still use valuation for commercial usage, but not for residential. And so we have been working on options on what we thought would be best for our city. A couple of the options that we have is that you can use square footage, you can use flat fees, or some other type of non-cost-based calculation. And so we've researched quite a few other cities, and the majority of them are moving to a square footage calculation. And so that is what we're recommending. Now, if you'll look at this first page from Bureau Veritas, well, after the bill, they gave you a copy of the House bill, and then after that, fee schedule. So their fee schedule, this is showing what they're changing to, and that affects our current contract. So we will have to sign this agreement to accept these changes to their fee schedule, which basically just gets them in line as well with the House bill. And then you have, if you go back to page 2, is the fee schedule or schedule fees exhibit A, and in the highlighted section is what we need to come up with an amount for tonight. And so what the Bureau is going to charge us for residential is $785. And so what we are suggesting is that we charge $950 plus 50 cents a square foot. And then for all of the trade permits, which are like your building, mechanical, plumbing, fuel, they're going to charge us $100 if that includes the inspection and plan review. So right now, that fee for the city, we charge $80. We would now have to increase it to a minimum of $100 to recoup our fees. And then we're recommending we add the $20.10 a square foot for those permits. And we did some examples of looking at permits that we issued under the valuation calculations and kind of took square footage of that project, did various different calculations to see what it would come out to. And we thought 10 cents was reasonable for the trade permits and 50 cents reasonable for the other permits. There are cities ranging from 25 cents up to $1.20 is what you've seen in various places. Which is why the second item is to dispense of the first reading. We would need all council to vote in favor of dispensing it in order to do that. That way we can start our new fees tomorrow and be able to not hold on the permits any longer. If we find over the next few weeks that we don't think this is working, we could potentially
there any reason why we think it wouldn't work at this point?
No, just we were thinking, you know, as we look at new ones coming in, because the other thing is that we use the MyGov system, and what we've done is we've taken all the fees, placed them into the system, and it automatically calculates. So now we'll have to update those fees in the system, and we can do it with the square footage, and it'll still calculate. So after we start, you know, seeing some, if we feel like, oh, that might be coming out much higher or much lower, that would be the only reason we think it may not work. Because we want it to still be comparable to where the city's covering our costs, we're not losing anything, and we're being paid for our administrative staff time on issuing permits.
So if we did, so what is the fee to the city as far as if we have to, you know, we accept this ordinance as is, and then we go back and have to, or feel that we need to amend it, and then it has to be codified and all that other stuff, right?
The publication expense for us, the codification piece, we typically do all that in lump sum. So that may not necessarily impact this.
And I only ask because every time we have to take it back to the lawyer, publication, all of those, so there's a, you know, an additional cost that is unfortunately one of those things we can't skirt around. And we all know he's not cheap, and neither is publication.
Just out of curiosity, with the our wonderful legislators' lack of taking care of the voters, with the legislature not taking bringing a plumber doesn't have to be licensed at the moment, what does that do with have to do with our liability when we issue these permits?
So we saw some recent discussions about them revisiting that. So
I'm hoping. I hope so. I mean, that's just ridiculous because I think it puts us at a disadvantage. Okay. But, no, these I've already seen these type of fees coming, and really and truthfully, the calculations here are pretty fair. I mean, it's not outrageous. I know San Antonio is even more. Yeah. So how long will it take you to update so we can issue?
Well, we'd be able to issue tomorrow, but we would just issue handwritten permits at this point. Like the old system, we have some forms where we do handwritten permits until we get everything updated in the computer system.
Okay, but we're able to go forward.
Yes, we will still be able to issue. If you all approve both this one and the next item, as of tomorrow, we will be able to issue permits under the new schedule.
So the individuals that are waiting for their permits, do they understand that there's going to be a change or
in the cost?
Yes.
Because everyone knew that as of May 21st, right, that cost changed. They don't know what they would be, though.
Right.
Well, Mayor, I make a motion that we accept number 2019-857 to adopt the International Property Maintenance Code 2018 edition.
We have a motion by Councilmember Grant. Is there a second?
Second.
We have a motion by Councilmember Grant, seconded by Mayor Pro Tem Aldridge, to accept ordinance number 0-2019-858, an ordinance of the City of Kirby, Texas, adopting section 150.90 of chapter 150 of the Code of Ordinances of the City of Kirby, Texas, to establish construction permit and inspection fees and declaring an effective date. Do we need to specify those amounts?
Oh, please don't make me do that.
Is there any further discussion? Will our city secretary please call roll?
Councilmember Grant?
Yes, ma'am.
Councilmember Lehman?
Yes.
Councilmember Apodaca?
Yes.
Mayor Pro Tem Aldridge?
Yes.
Mayor Pierce?
Yes. Right. Item 8B, discussion and possible action to dispense with the second reading of ordinance number 0-2019-858 so that the ordinance number 0-2019-858 becomes effective immediately. Our city manager explained the purpose of that. Then there are also several people waiting to get permits, so this would also allow them to get their permits.
Mayor, I'd like to make a motion to accept the action to dispense with the second reading of ordinance number 0-2019-858. So ordinance number 0-2019-858 becomes effective immediately.
Second.
We have a motion by Mayor Pro Tem Audra, seconded by Councilmember Grant, to dispense with the second reading of Ordinance Number 0-2019-858, so that Ordinance Number 0-2019-858 becomes effective immediately. Is there any discussion? Will our City Secretary please call roll?
Mayor Pro Tem Audra?
Yes.
Councilmember Grant?
Yes.
Councilmember Lehman?
Yes.
Councilmember Apodaca?
Yes.
Mayor Pierce?
Yes. All right. Ordinance number 0-2019-858 passes and becomes effective immediately. Will you be able to, after the first week, will you just be able to give us an update just to see, just to let us know how that's going? Item 8C, discussion and possible action, ordinance number 0-2019-857 to adopt the International Property Maintenance Code 2018 edition and local amendments thereto and establishing a penalty of a fine of not more than $2,000 for violations with each day a violation occurs consulting a separate offense. This is the second reading. I will entertain a motion.
Mayor, I'd like to make a motion to accept the possible action of ordinance number 0-2019-857 to adopt the International Property Maintenance Code 2018 edition and local amendments thereto and establish a penalty of a fine of not more than $2,000 per violation with each day a violation occurs constituting a separate offense.
Second.
We have a motion by Mayor Pro Tem Audridge, seconded by Councilmember Lehman, to accept ordinance number 0-2019-857. Is there any further discussion? Will our City Secretary please call roll?
Mayor Pro Tem Audridge?
Yes.
Councilmember Grant?
Yes.
Councilmember Lehman?
Yes.
Councilmember Apodaca?
Yes.
Mayor Pierce?
Yes. Ordinance number 0-2019-857 passes for the second reading. Item 8D. Our favorite discussion, update discussion and possible action on a Ben Zingelman Road reconstruction project. Our city manager? All right.
Take this one. Our public works director, Mr. Salas, is out of town for training, and Mark Hill from Ford Engineering is on vacation. So Mark sent me a written update on Tuesday before he left, and he said that he visited the project site on Monday. The inlets are formed and poured with the steel plates installed. He said the contractor planned on having the milling equipment on site Wednesday to address the bump in the culvert, and provided all of that was completed when they go for their rescheduled walkthrough, which is normally on Fridays, but since they're out of town, it will be Monday, that if all of that is completed, then they will be able to recommend that we do the partial acceptance on phases 1-3 and issue the notice to proceed to phase 4.
And if that happens, residents will be given the 48-hour notice. Just okay.
Better up.
Thank you.
Yes. Does anybody else have any questions or concerns for our city manager?
Just that phase 3 is going to be completed by?
Probably tomorrow, and then Monday is when they'll inspect 1, 2, and 3.
And what was the original date it was supposed to be?
May 2019. We should have been done May 2019.
But actually, on that revised schedule that they last provided to us, they should have completed phase 4 as of the end of May of this year, and we haven't started phase 4.
We're just a tad behind.
And in that, however, if it does get the partial acceptance, if we could, I understand that they put those letters out and maybe neighbors from the previous sections have talked to the ones that are going into phase 4, but if we can let them know exactly what they do to the yards and, you know, up to the point of, you know, the sidewalk, because I think people don't honestly understand that it's taking out their sod and...
But have them add to the notice, like...
Something that, you know...
specific as to what
I mean, the Fords aren't here, unfortunately, but when it gets down to that part of the street, I mean, unfortunately, some of that front is going to be removed to make way for that sidewalk, and I just want to make sure everybody understands. I mean, Obviously, Councilmember Grant is aware of that, and I'm sure some of the neighbors that are, you know, on that crossover different streets are aware, but maybe not everybody is exactly sure what happens, and I just think it's very important that they know mailboxes, you know, we know that part, and just something to, I don't know, even over-communicating that piece of it. Inevitably, somebody's not going to understand or get the word, but at least we can do our due diligence that way.
Better to over-communicate things, right, so that, you know, the older people that can't get to mailboxes are...
Well, and that's problems. Kind of what I was going to, too, because we also, you know, have ones that, you know, are elderly or disabilities, and they're coming and going, and they're, you know, and it is, it's a construction site, and it makes it difficult. So I think it would be, you know... proactive of us if we can just ensure that everybody's aware of exactly what's going to happen through there.
Do you know why, just out of curiosity, on the part of Van Zingelen by the VFW, they put up the barrier? I don't know if you noticed that or not, but yeah, the barrier thing, the plastic. On the north side,
oh,
south side
part
of the road,
oh,
they put up the barrier all the way down like they're going to go over there. I'm just curious if they just wanted to waste time and material.
That might be.
The project will go, you know, all
yeah, but it's
down
kind of early, but that's okay.
If they've done that, if they've...
I looked at it and went, really? You're not going to go there for a while. But okay.
Maybe they're hopefully optimistic.
It's amazing the things they can do when the other things they can't do. I'm impressed by nothing.
All right. Any further discussion? All right, we will move to item 8E, discussion and possible action to accept resignation of Raul Martinez from the Planning and Zoning Commission. Mr. Martinez submitted his resignation on May 24th, 2019. We do have an application by Mr. Hernandez. I don't know if he's here. Oh, there you are. Mr. Hernandez did attend the Planning and Zoning meeting that we had on the 11th, and he has expressed an interest. Mr. Hernandez, if you want to come to the podium.
So
oh, yes, sorry. All right. Sorry about that. So I will entertain a motion.
Well, before that, can that be like a double?
You wanna, I was going to say you want to do a dual thing.
Well, we have it's actually there. We have the next item.
Yeah.
I accident, but I.
Can't we be a little bit flexible?
I went. It's the next agenda item.
I'm just kidding.
The next one. So right now we will be going on 8E. So I need a motion to.
I make a motion we accept Mr. Martinez's recommendation from the Zoning Commission.
Second.
All right, we have a motion by Councilmember Grant, seconded by Councilmember Lehman, to accept Mr. Martinez's resignation from the Planning and Zoning Commission. I will ask our City Secretary to please call roll.
Councilmember Grant?
Yes, ma'am.
Councilmember Lehman?
Yes.
Councilmember Apodaca?
Yes.
Mayor Pro Tem Aldridge?
Yes.
Yes. All right. Now, item 8E, discussion and possible action to, 8F, discussion and possible action on appointing a member to the Planning and Zoning Commission. We have one application from Mr. Hernandez. Mr. Hernandez, if you'd like to come to the podium. Does anybody have any questions for Mr. Hernandez? Mr. Hernandez, would you like to say anything?
He was here once before, remember?
Right.
And we talked to him, and he was acceptable then. I don't think that changes anything now.
All right.
I'm still retired, so I got time.
Okay. Excuse me, sir. I'm sorry.
I would say welcome, and thank you for stepping up to volunteer.
I make a motion we accept Mr. Hernandez.
All right. We have a motion by Councilmember Grant.
Second.
Seconded by Mayor Pro Tem Aldridge to accept Mr. Thomas Hernandez to the Planning and Zoning Commission for...
Ever.
Expiring in 2020, yes.
Just that short of time?
August
2020. We can't be extending? All right.
Will our City Secretary please call roll?
Councilmember Grant?
Yes, ma'am.
Councilmember Raymond?
Yes.
Councilmember Apodaca?
Yes.
Mayor Pro Tem Aldridge?
Yes.
Mayor Pierce?
Yes. Thank you, Mr. Hernandez.
Thank you, sir.
For volunteering.
Four.
All right, item 8G, Discussion and possible action on appointing up to 4 alternate members to the Buildings and Standard Commission.
We do not have any applications. Okay. Do we have any volunteers from the audience?
All righty. So we will move to item.
Take them while you can. If they're alive, move.
Getting desperate here.
Right? We'll move to item 8H, discussion and possible action on appointing a member to the Beautification and Recycle Committee. This would be a term expiring October 1. We have one vacancy. Any applications?
Nope. Is there one?
Anybody. If your blood pressure is 120 over 80, you're in.
Come on down.
Right, so there's no takers from the audience. We will move to item 8I, discussion and possible action on appointing members to the Kirby Senior Center Corporation Board. Ms. Norma? All right, we do not have any from our center. Do we have any? Okay. All right.
You don't have to be old.
If there's anybody in the audience interested, you can pick up a application from the center, or you can pick up one from the foyer of City Hall.
Exactly.
All right, item 8J, discussion and possible action on Eagle Scout project at basketball court on the city-owned property adjacent to the Kirby Senior Center. Anthony,
yes.
I'm not even going to try again, even though you told me what it was. The floor is yours, sir.
Man comes prepared. Good.
Okay.
And you don't have a time limit, so you can
speak. Just speak all you want,
just
son. You're
take
good.
Your time. You're on the agenda.
I'm Anthony Incuboy. I am with Troop 1412, and I am currently a Life Scout. Personally, I would like to say thank you for letting me sign up so that I may discuss my ideas and my project with you, and this is what I have.
Oh, excellent.
Okay. Yes, sorry.
There you go.
The general idea. Okay, the idea is to bring new additions to the park. I've spoken with several people who would like to see new additions, including benches, trash cans, a new basketball court, lampposts, and possibly even a water fountain. I am going to construct and install 3 tables with concrete slabs. In addition, I will also construct 2 small concrete slabs for trash can placements. Next. Timeframe. The timeframe of this project will take around 3 months to complete. The estimated timeframe I would like for my project to begin is August of 2019 and should be expected to be completed no later than February of 2020. This shall give me time to get donations, parts, equipment, and or anything else that is needed in order to complete the project. Material count. The new park tables we will be installing are going to be similar to the tables on the other side of the park. Slabs of concrete, table slabs will be a 10 by 10 foot, trash can slabs will be a 4 by 4 foot, slabs will have rebar in it. The amount of concrete that will be needed for the project is around 40 bags of 80 pounds. The tables will be made of 2x8 6-foot planks of wood, 5 per table, 1x2x1/8 square steel tubing, and it'll also have carriage bolts. Okay. Right there is a blueprint sketch of how the table will be constructed. The X's mark where the welding will be, and the bolts is where the bolts will be. That is a finished side sketch of what the project should look like at the end. And that is a blueprint of how we were going to place the rebar in the concrete as we dig the hole. And that is a top view sketch of where the placement will be. It is down at the right bottom of the sketch. Those are before pictures. And those are more before pictures. And this is the question slide. So if you have any questions, please ask now.
When you go for donations, what is that process like?
Well, you have to make applications asking if you would like to help in donating parts, materials, and or money to the project. And then you send it in to places like Home Depot or Walmart or possibly even Lowe's.
So can individuals also participate in that, in your fundraising or your donation?
Yes, individuals can participate.
Because, I mean, we all have social media, so if it's something that the council approves, maybe it's something that we can, on our individual, the ones that have individual social media, maybe put a call out there that this is a project, that you're wanting to do, and maybe we can get our community involved, too, in that. I was just curious. I mean, that scope is a lot of work. I mean, it's a lot of material. I personally think it would be welcome there as well.
Okay.
If you don't mind, can we just go back to those photos and then you just tell them exactly where each item is going to be located? That way everybody knows.
Yes.
So on the very right, the far picture that you see, that is where the table placements will be. And that is where the trash cans will also go.
By the trees?
Yes.
Right here?
Under the shaded area.
Very good.
Was Gilbert able to walk out there with him?
Right, Gilbert and Tanya went out to the site and they went over the locations and placement and he was fine with those items.
Okay.
The only question I have about access, somewhere there, is there a curb? I'm not sure. If there is a curb, would there be a curb cut so someone that's mobility impaired could get up on the curb or the area?
We could work that into the project. I'm not sure if there will be, but I plan to do that now since you have suggested that to me.
Yeah. If it's any help at the moment, there's no curb on the edge of the basketball court by the trees.
But if you park in the senior center parking, there's no curb to get. Is there a curb from the parking lot?
No, it goes straight.
There's an actual path that leads from the senior center parking onto the basketball.
Right.
Park, so.
There is.
Yes.
Thank you, sir.
Does anybody else have any questions for Mr. Anthony?
Mayor, I'd like to make a motion to accept this project.
Second.
We have a motion by Councilmember Grant, seconded by Councilmember Lehman, to allow Anthony to move forward with his Eagle Scout project at the basketball court on the city-owned property adjacent to the Kirby Senior Center with benches, picnic tables, trash cans. Is there any further discussion?
Can you spell your last name?
Q-U-I-B-O-L-O-Y.
Now you know why I had a problem with that. Will our city secretary please call roll?
Councilmember Grant?
Yes.
Councilmember Lehman?
Yes.
Councilmember Apodaca?
Yes.
Mayor Pro Tem Aldridge?
Yes.
Mayor Pierce?
Yes. Thank you very much for bringing this and for wanting to do your project in the city of Kirby. It is much appreciated and, like I said, is much welcomed. And the contact information that you have on here, is that public information? I mean, if somebody wanted to donate, how would they?
That's fine.
Okay. Yeah, I didn't want, I definitely didn't want him to be, I just wanted to make sure. Like I said, I think that we could possibly, just between the community, I think it's probably something that other people would help with. And especially since he's, doing such a worthwhile project and you're trying to get your stuff in there for your Eagle Scout and all of that. All right, any other questions? All right, thank you so much.
Thank you, Council.
All right, item 8K, discussion and possible action on the City of Kirby Comprehensive Plan. Do we have have anybody from Mr. Hernandez is not is not even though he is now on PNZ.
I think you caught him a little off guard.
He is not privy of all of this. What do you suggest? I mean, we have put this off for.
Yeah, and Clay informed us he was out of town, but right. He was comfortable with recommending approval.
Okay.
All
right. So, I was there when this the plan was being developed, and obviously because it's taken such, it's a moving target basically. We had to. Or the PNZ Commission had to change some of the information. We had to get some information from staff because numbers changed. The annexation with San Antonio, we acquired more. The shelter went back to the city of Kirby, so we changed, you know, pieces of that. Some of the dates, though, I still feel are probably very aggressive and probably we're not going to meet some of those, if not a majority of them. Just for the fact that we all know that as far as monetarily, there are items that are wish items, not necessarily items that are necessary to make our city thrive. Although not that they're items that aren't needed or may be wanted by many residents. So I don't know how.
Do you think we need to adjust any of the dates? I mean, is it a point or a moot point?
Well, like, we have there. I mean, some of them are pretty standard.
Some of them are going to fit, and some of them are just not
going to
happen.
Some of them are things that we're doing every day. I mean, some of the things are this, you know, the police department, the fire department, public works, city staff. It's things that they're implementing every day. As far as, you know, encourage growth of new businesses, our EDC is working. The goal would be to, the first goal would actually be to have the EDC and the planning and zoning actually do a joint meeting. Those two just to, you know, a meeting of the minds just to see. And at that point, then that group would, and of course it would be public meeting. So, you know, if there was any citizens that wanted to have input. And then those ideas or what have you would come back to council. Then promote maintenance of city infrastructure. Those, again, are things that we obviously know are, we have some, as far as the infrastructure, we know that it's very aged, and those are things that as a council, this council, the council before, put in place so that we can try to combat some of those issues. One of the things that the council did was, you know, the asphalt machine so that we can hopefully maintain the streets in a better manner than just the single-handedly going and filling potholes. We'll have this machine expecting to come July 2019 that will assist with maintaining the streets. Improve and update parks and recreational facilities. Anthony is a prime example of one of those things that is in place right now. So it was appoint a coordinating committee. So anywhere that these say appoint a committee, I kind of cringe at because it's even difficult right now for us to, you know, fill the committees and places that we have right now. We're all but begging, you know, participation. And it's disheartening, for one, because people always have an opinion. But some people just don't want to actually take part and be part of the solution. So those are the things that we're having difficulty with, obviously, filling committees now. But that was one of the suggestions, appoint a coordinating committee between the City of Kirby and recreational organizations. A report would be submitted by to the City Council by May 15th annually with recommendations for upcoming fiscal year. So, again, we're already in June, and this is for May 15th of last year, but, of course, that committee isn't in place. So, again, these are probably really aggressive things. Adhere to existing building codes. Public and commercial buildings are encouraged, and all new public and commercial buildings are required to be ADA compliant. Those, obviously, are things that the council is doing every time when we have a building code to be brought up to specs. So all of those things are in place. Review the zoning ordinance annually. It should be reviewed once a year for possible changes or updates. That's something that the P&Z will absolutely have to do. They had, in this last meeting that they had, there was a zoning, even a zone rezoning or a zoning item in that we will hear on the 27th. So I think that that's probably more pertinent than ever for us to make sure that we have a strong zoning area, not only for the city itself, but for EDC and anyone else who wants to actually come in and do business in the city. Promote Kirby as a green city, encourage commercial and residential recycling. Number 7 is probably going to be pretty difficult with the information that we received from Tom Armstrong when he was here a few months back, because we also know that with recycling, there is a huge cost, and so it's not necessarily beneficial anymore for cities to do that, but it's something that we as residents want to do. But how cost effective is it when if I'm not mistaken, he said that half of us were recycling, but over half of it was not even being recycled because it was contaminated. Yep. So, you know, those are things that we'll have to strongly look at. Update traffic control study by the end of 2019. Again, those are things that Chief Boyce is, you know, does regularly. We'll have one done, I presume. I think the last one we did was Ackerman, maybe. There was one done on 78. By TxDOT when the speed changed. So there was different, and so I'm sure that Ackerman with a new piece of it. So then install signage at new city limits to identify areas acquired after the last boundary adjustment. The EDC has been working feverishly with that, but TxDOT keeps putting a kink in it. So once, you know, TxDOT decides what we can and can't say on a sign, we should be able to move forward with that.
I thought it was First Amendment was in there somewhere.
Yeah. The 5-year goals were reconstruct all of Ackerman Road within the city limits to include curbs. So everybody knows that the bond should be moving forward. Hopefully we'll get that started at the end of the quarter. However, that's not all of Ackerman. That's more than half of Ackerman. So we'll have to look. Again, 5 years probably isn't outrageous. But again, if other items come to play. The streets are always, unfortunately, going to be a hot topic. Connect all existing sidewalks to walkways around mailboxes so not to obstruct pedestrian traffic. Again, all of those things will be high dollar cost. That's 5-year plan. Replace the old 2- and 3-4-inch galvanized water mains and valves in the city as determined by Public Works Director. That, again, is something that is part of the 5-year strategic plan from Gilbert. That was something that he has, even Roger before him, was trying to bring all the infrastructure up to date. Provide pedestrian safe access to all bus stops. Ironically, that's something that Ms. Clay just spoke about. So that, again, is, you know, a hot topic. It's something that the city is wanting. It's something that is needed. Determine location, design, and funding for construction of a new city hall and police station. That's a 5-year plan. So again, right now, this is city hall, this is court. You know, so I have personally not been here at Wednesday for court, but our chief of police and the staff that works it can attest that it's a standing room only and it goes out the door. People are waiting, you know, in the parking lot to get in. So it's something, obviously, that's a necessity. The police station is aged as well. They're going to outgrow it eventually, and they're making do what they can. Pretty soon they'll probably have bunk desks. You know, so Chief has been using his budgets, you know, to tidy up the place as much as he can, replacing ceiling tile, replacing tile on the floor, painting here and there, you know, to at least make it aesthetically pleasing. So, I mean, they have to work there. Remodel existing bathrooms at Friendship Park and construct new bathrooms at Hugo Lentz Park. So this was something that they felt strongly about because right now we have one bathroom at Friendship Park and it's up at the front. So if you are in the back, we'll just use our barbecue event that happens with our volunteer fire picnic. If you're back there and you're cooking, if you're playing softball, if you're on the tennis court, you have to make a jaunt, you know, to the front area to have the bathroom area. So those are things, you know, those are 5-year plans, and although not not that they're not necessary, but again, finding the monetary gain for that to make sure that we're able to do the function day to day. The census information is from 2010, so we know that there's a census coming up. So again, this would be a moving target. Patty and I guess Tanya would be going with that moving forward as soon as those. So the projections are 2020 population projection, I think, was 8,900, but I think we've actually surpassed that. I think we're at 10,000 now, if I'm not mistaken. Yeah. Are we? We're about 89 still?
Okay.
Okay. But is that now?
Yeah, well, we'll see what the new census count.
Yeah, okay. All right. Well, because I know that they're trying to get every piece, even, you know, the people that may live here but don't actually live in a home, if they're, you know, I mean, because he made a comment that if there were vagrants or individuals living.
No.
Yeah. It's actually not, because we can't go back and forth, but if you're here after the meeting, we can absolutely address the conversation. Yes, ma'am. Regional and local environment characteristics. Again, this is all the, this was just information about the things we have in the city, recreational parks. We added all four parks, Hugo Lentz, Friendship. We have Prior Smith Park, then the John Sterling Park, and then we had Ceja Park after Nacho. So that was something that the city's developed since this was took place. Land use, commercial, public. The public uses uses in Kirby include approximately 87.9 acres of developed parkland and Little League baseball fields. So I don't know if anybody realized how vast the actual parks that we have at Friendship Park is. So when you actually put a number to actually how much use is there and how much right now that we're not utilizing, it's basically green space right now. You know, so that's opportunity for growth, which is something that PNZ realizes. But again, it's one of those things that as grants become available, because it's not something, you know, one of the hot topics was a splash pad, because Universal City has a splash pad. How awesome would that be? But again, it's grants, monetary funding, and then you have to have money set aside to maintain all of that. So that was some of the discussions that they had. The other topic was having a farmer's market, eluded me what that was called, a farmer's market. And that was actually something at PNZ that one of the commissioners had asked council to look into as well. However, again, you have to form a committee. You actually, it's not just an undertaking where you get to bring vegetables and goods and just set them up in a park and start selling. There's very strict stipulations on how much you can charge, how much you can bring, what kind of pesticides, I mean, or pesticides at all. If you're Go Texan, it's not. So again, these are things that we're are going to need interest not only by council, but they're going to have buy-in by our residents as well. The water system, again, all of the information, this is something that all of the pieces that involved each of our department heads was given to them, and then information was given back to Patty, and Patty combined all of the information in this. So all of our department heads did actually have a piece of everything that lists for them. So the plan would be that if this was also, it doesn't include the figures that Monique doesn't have for quarterly sales tax and those, so obviously that would change. So this is really a moving target, and I don't know how often we can update it as far as, oh, this piece changed.
Well, I know if you're required to review it annually.
Correct. And I only say that because, I mean, with the items that are here, it's literally a moving target. Every month, because this reconstruction at Ben Zingelman, you know.
Everything changes, so you could almost take it literally as it comes. And I mean, very literally as it comes.
Yes, sir. So, yeah. But P&Z, they've looked at it, and like I said, it was on their desk for a while, and unfortunately, they've had they've had commissioners. It's another board that's had difficulty filling, and you know, they had people on it, and then people left, and then, you know, we have new people. So we actually have three brand new people on it right now. Well, actually, four brand new people. I think Clay right now is the only existing commissioner. So again, it's going to be starting from scratch for them as well. So I will entertain a motion for the comprehensive plan.
Mayor, I think we should accept it as is and take each thing literally as it comes. I make a motion.
Second.
Accept.
All right, we have a motion by Councilmember Grant, seconded by Mayor Pro Tem Aldridge, to accept the City of Kirby Comprehensive Plan 2019. Is there any discussion? Will our City Secretary please call roll?
Councilmember Grant?
Yes, ma'am.
Councilmember Layman?
Yes.
Councilmember Akadaka?
Yes.
Mayor Pro Tem Aldridge?
Yes.
Mayor Pierce?
Yes. All right, item 9A, request by mayor and council members for items to be placed on future city council agendas and announcements on city events, community interest. Council member Grant.
Well, Mayor, I'd like to, on the next agenda, I'd like us to discuss the recycling situation. I think with what I've seen with Almas Park, and I think what the other two cities that are, it's, you know, it's something that you really want to do. It's something we really should do. But it's apparently, from what I've seen, the figures in the last thing, and China's the biggest customer, and they've really cut it back. So, you know, maybe, as I hate to say it, it may be something we don't want to do anymore, much as I really honestly hate to say that. But I think we need to look at the cost and see if we can get waste management and our person here to really do an in-depth on it and see, because I know contamination is a really big thing.
He hasn't come back because he was also
supposed to say, yeah.
He was supposed to bring us figures
exactly
too that we asked for because it was going to be increasing.
Correct.
So,
yeah, maybe it's time to do that and address it.
Do you want it only if he can be here, or do you want?
Well, I think that would be the logical thing.
Well, I'm just saying because his schedule doesn't seem to.
Well, let's put it. How about this? At his next convenience, because I would like him to be here. So if he can give you a solid date, then we'll go with that.
Okay. But I'd like him to be here no later than the last meeting in July.
I would, yes, if we can do that, please. Also, I'd like to thank you, sir. I really think you have an extremely, I was a scout myself, and I think you have an extremely ambitious project, and I want to see you complete it, son. So thank you very much. Thank you, everybody, for coming. We appreciate it. That's it, Mayor.
Tim Aldridge?
I would like to add to the waste management. Monique, I've seen on some social media where some of our waste management drivers are being a little careless when they're emptying our residences' trash cans and leaving trash on the road. And, you know, all the residents, we take pride in our city. We love where we live, and we want to keep it clean, and we pay waste management, I think, a tremendous amount of money for them to pick up our trash. And their drivers need to be more careful of how they empty our trash containers. And then, last but not least, our 4th of July festivities will be at Friendship Park on 4th of July. Fireworks are at 9:15. We will have the Cody Parker band out there, and spread the word. Everybody come out 4th of July at Friendship Park. And thank you, everybody, for coming out tonight.
Good. Councilmember Lehman?
Yeah, I got a couple of things. First of all, the Kirby Senior Center was supposed to have their breakfast last Saturday, but with the storm that came in Friday night, kind of knocked their electricity out like it did a lot of us. So they replanned it for this Saturday. June 29th. They're going to have pancakes, eggs, sausage patties, fruit salad, orange juice most probably, and coffee. It's a good breakfast, really almost all you can eat. It's $6 a plate, which is within reason. I just think people need to start supporting the senior center so that they can do the things that they need to do here in Kirby. As far as the EDC committee, we had a meeting last night, a business meeting, we call it. It's our quarterly. We had it at Wing It. We had a fairly decent crowd. Hopefully we'd like to get more business people involved and coming out to these meetings so that the EDC can get a hold of what the business people would like to see take place in Kirby. The EDC committee would like to have an item on the agenda for discussion within the very near future, which is the next meeting after that maybe. We're sitting again, twiddling our fingers because we're waiting on TxDOT. Everything was okay, and all of a sudden TxDOT comes back and says, oh, you can't put this word on your sign. So Monique and the committee had to go back, redraw up all that paperwork through the engineer's office, resubmitted to TxDOT. That's been a couple of weeks ago, I imagine now, or right at it. It might be 2, 3, 4, 5 months down the road before we ever hear from them. The EDC committee is looking at the possibility of putting together another package for another sign and see what the city thinks about it. We'll hold on to this one on 78, but it just might be sign 2 going up there. We got the money in our budget right now. We could go ahead and start tomorrow almost with a new sign on Ben's Engelman at the city limit sign there. And everybody in Kirby and whatever would finally see that the EDC committee is finally doing something. So we'd like to kind of have that on the agenda within the next meeting or two so that we can discuss it and see what we can come up with. I think that's it for tonight.
Thank you. Councilmember Akudaka.
A few days ago on Facebook, some of the residents were making comments about the walking trail, saying that it wasn't safe. I really don't know. Chief, do you know anything about that? They were saying that there were gangs hanging around the walking trail and that they felt unsafe walking through there later in the evening.
I don't believe we've had any reports on that, but I will look into that with the approach.
Okay. What I wanted to know was, are there any other plans on improving it anyhow, like any way, putting in, solar lights, maybe... So as of right now, there are no plans to do anything to it as of right now. Okay.
Something we could look at during the budget process to be focused to bring back those
Because it kind of seems like it's just sitting there now. I've had a few residents tell me that there's nothing to it. They just don't, I guess, have an interest in it. So, but it's a shame because it's a really nice trail.
It is.
That's it. Thank you. All right, so we've covered June 29th, the Senior Center breakfast. Norma, are y'all still needing things?
I think we pretty much have everything.
Yes?
Yeah.
All right, so in addition to the electricity going out, just so y'all know, in addition to the breakfast not happening, unfortunately, all the freezer and everything that was in the freezer and refrigerator also had to be discarded, so it was their day-to-day things. So that's something, again, what Councilmember Lehman said, you know, there's different organizations in our city that people can volunteer at. So the Senior Center is always looking for volunteers as well. So if anybody knows anyone who wants to volunteer, if anyone knows anyone who needs a meal, to go, it's not just for seniors, it is for everybody. Their doors are open to everyone. So please, again, let everybody know that the Senior Center is there in Kirby. On June 21st at 10 a.m., there will be an unveiling for Reggie Russell Street. It will be actually on Theodore. So Mr. Russell was a long-term resident, and he served on many committees, served on the planning and zoning forever. So when he passed away, the Planning and Zoning Commission, actually Clay was the one who brought it up, wanted to memorialize him by renaming Theodore after him. So rather than changing the street name, a street sign was ordered. And it will be placed at the sign, but not actually changing any name of the street, so it doesn't affect the few residents that are on that street as far as their mail. So that will be on June 21st at 10 a.m. And I wanted to thank you, Mr. Hernandez, for volunteering to be on P&Z. And I wanted to thank all of our volunteers that are here. Barbara is on our beautification recycling committee. Again, they are few, but they are strong. I don't know if y'all have noticed when y'all walked in, there's flower beds, and that group is the one who maintains them. So we appreciate your efforts as well. June 29th, we got that. July 4th, we've got that. And Anthony, so thank you very much for choosing to do your project here again. I would like to get information. I would ask everybody else up on council just to let everybody know about Anthony's endeavor. I think that's something that's very positive for the city, and it's always good to have a great role model for other children in the city, and we thank you for being a part of it. So with that, I will move to adjourn. Oh, actually, Kirby, June 14th, there will be a Flag Day ceremony Friday, tomorrow. 30 at the fire station.